The U.S. says Russia could face tougher economic sanctions if it does not observe the deal with the EU, Ukraine, and the U.S. The Kremlin, in response, called the sanctions unacceptable. Moscow says Russia is not the sole party responsible for the implementation of the agreement. U.S. President Barack Obama has finalized a law that bars Iranian diplomat Hamid Abutalibi from serving as Tehran's ambassador to the U.N. Washington accuses Abutalibi of participating in the takeover of the American embassy in Tehran back in 1979. Tehran says the decision violates international law and the U.N. Charter. Israel's Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman has criticized the EU foreign policy chief after she called on Israel to halt expanding settlements on occupied Palestinian land. Lieberman said the EU's stance on planned settlements shows it does not understand what the real problems in the world are. Military officials in South Sudan say they are sending troops to secure a United Nations base after an attack on the base killed at least 58 people. UN officials say armed mobs dressed as civilians are responsible for the attack in the central town of Bor. Gaza is facing a fuel shortage crisis for at least 10 days after the repeated closure of a crossing for the Jewish Passover holiday. Israel also announced plans to close the crossing on April the 20th, 21st, and 25th, as well as two more days in May and June. The architect of the U.S. torture techniques says his program at the CIA has been a success. In an interview with The Guardian, James Elmer Mitchell mounted a full-throated defense of the torturing methods after a report by the Senate Intelligence Committee showed the brutal nature of the techniques. In France, fears are growing as the Research Pasteur Institute says over 2,000 SARS virus sample test tubes have gone missing. The Institute says it has closed the laboratory that kept the samples and issued a complaint against the loss. The SARS virus kills nearly 10% of the infected. A severe drought in the U.S. state of California has sent beef prices to an all-time high. The surging prices have hit consumers, butchers, and business owners to a great extent. Analysts say food costs and the decline of the domestic cattle herd are the main reasons behind the rising prices.